we will be right back with our new show.
Time for our show. We're close to it.
Yep. We're going to have a
weather warning.
Warning here. So let's get back to the other. And get that out of the way.
Hi, this is Dr. Demento, and I am in orbit whenever I listen to the Tom and Daryl Show.
Set your dial for a while, have a laugh with a smile, it's with Tom and
Daryl
Show. You'll begin with a thrill when you first do the sin on the Tom and
Daryl
Show.
Introducing that world-famous Tom! And that magnificent
Daryl.
Lots to sing, everything's gonna swing, so get ready, here we go. Big or small, short or tall, you will all have a ball on the Tom and
Daryl
Show.
This is WTNDLP Macomb,
WQNA DB Springfield,
RFD, and KWQQ Farmington.
That's right.
Right, and absolutely.
We are here for the 17th of April, 2026.
Is this the 26th?
I say April 26th. I mean, 2026.
Yeah. Yeah, it is 2026, but it's April.
It's the 17th of April.
17th.
Which is what I said originally.
Okay, I didn't hear that for some reason.
Okay.
You can, we can do something about that. We should play some
audio.
Well, you have a CD you want to finish with.
Right.
You need to talk in your microphone.
I know. We've got part two of the Gordon Lightfoot discs that we were playing last week. So we'll hear that shortly.
He'll be playing that very soon.
Like
now, for instance.
Sweet Guinevere, off to the coal town tonight. And your young brother Ernie's up in Pittsburgh again. You know mother loves you and dad's in the mud.
Okay.
So don't go to the coal town Guinevere if you can. She loves a young man and he lives in the town. It is the house honey, for he works at your ground. He makes a good wage for a coal miner's son. And she's a bit pretty, just 10-21. Sweet Guinevere, you're off to the coal town tonight. And your young brother Ernie's up in Pittsburgh again. You know mother loves you and that's in the mind. So don't go to the coal town whenever you shall the blame. She knows her dear mother's not feeling no pain. She remembers an explosion in the black fallen rain. She paints her thin lips in her dewy-eyed way. And she says to the brother, to your daughter happy. Sweet Guinevere, you're off to the border tonight, and your young brother is up in Pittsburgh again. You know mother loves you and dad's in the mind, so don't go to the border, Guinevere, if you can.
This is John Hurt, Gordon Lightfoot at Royal Albert Hall, and that was Guinevere, Sweet Guinevere. This is the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake it is and never gives up the dead, but the skies of November turn gloomy. With the load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more, and the Edmund Fitzgerald made empty. That big ship and true was a bone to be chewed, the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a growing good captain well seasoned. And turned with a couple of steel firms, and they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night, when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wild made a tattletale sound, a wave broke over the railing, and every man knew as the captain did too, as the witch of November comes stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait, and the gales of November came slashing. And after the game it was freezing rain, the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Mama, it's too rough to feed you." At 7 p.m. it grew dark, it was day, he said, "Fellas, it's been good to know ya." The captain went in, he had water coming in, the big ship and crew was in peril. And later that night when his lights spit up his sight, in the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Searchers all say that it made Whitefish Bay if they put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up, oh, they might have capsized, they may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces of the names, the wives and the sons and the daughters. Thank you. like you're on the superior seas, with the rumors of a rice water bench. Oh, Michigan steams like a young man's dreams, the islands and bays are for sportsmen. And further below, New England Cheerio takes in what play Gary can center. And the iron boats go as the memories of the gales of November remember.
This is never too close.
I remember when jealous lovers would stick together, and the days were warm and the nights more tender, and the bonds of truth were not made to measure. So retreat, never too close. Dying to try, it's a betrayal, but that is alright, even though one will come. Try as you will, follow the dreams, that's alright. Maybe no one will.
Next is Don Quixote. Whichever his saddlebag, he takes a banner book into his hand. And standing like a prophet bold, he shouts across the ocean to the shore, till he can shout no more. I've come over a moor and mountain, the harp upon the wind, was once a shining night, the guardian of a king. I've searched the whole world over, looking for a place to sleep. I've seen the storms of heaven, I've seen the rainbow weep. See the children of the earth who wait to find the table bare. See the gentry in the country riding off to take. Yeah. Reaching for his saddlebag, he takes a rusted sword into his hand. Striking up a manly pose, he shouts across the ocean to the shore, to pick a child or a. See the jailer with his key, who knocks the way on the trace of sin. See the judge upon the bench, who tries the case as best he can. See the wise and wicked ones, who feed upon life's sacred fire. See the soldier with his gun, who must be dead to be admired. See the man who dips the needle, see the man who buys and sells. See the man who puts the collar on the ones who dare not tell. See the drunkard in the tavern, standing old to make ends meet. See the youth in ghetto black, condemned to life upon the street. Reaching for his saddlebag, he takes the tarnished cross into his hand. Standing up, reaching out his hand across the ocean to the shore. And in a blaze of tangled hooves, he gallops up across the dusty plain, in vain to search again, no one will. A horseman wild and free, tempting at the winds passing, the brave young horseman be. He is wild, but he is mellow. He is strong, but he is weak. He is cruel, but he is gentle. He is wise, but he is meek. Next is Minstrel of the Dawn. I love this one.
A minstrel of the dawn is here to make you laugh and make joy. Up the steps you'll hear him climb, full of thoughts or full of rhymes. Listen to the pictures flow across the room into your mind. They go. Listen to those dreams. They jangle and jangle with the old guitar rings. A minstrel of a dawn is he, not too wise but who's afraid. You talk of life out on the street, you play it sad and say it sweet. Look into a shiny face of loneliness, you'll always find a trace. Just like me and you, he's trying to get the things more gray than blue. The minstrel of a changing tide, and the last hope nothing but his pride. Sit him down upon that chair, fetch the wine and set it there. Listen to the pictures flow and follow the fingers where they go. Listen to the strings, they jangle and dangle, the old guitar rings. Oh, the minstrel of the dawn is he'll call before too long. For if you meet him, you must be the victim of his minstrelsy. He'll sing for you a song, the minstrel.